96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segments brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this final Monday of the month of June. Sunshine and 62 degrees on our way to 90 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by outgoing, retiring USD 252 Southern Lyon County Superintendent Mike Argabright. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing great. Morning, Chuck.
Mike, how are you doing, and what's kind of going through your mind with retirement now officially a week out?
Well, it's interesting. It really hasn't caught up with me yet, to be honest, because we've been busy, and which is a good thing. And it'll be quite different waking up one morning and say, I don't have to be there. I don't have to answer emails and texts, and it'll be quite different.
So when is the final day?
That'd be Thursday.
Thursday of this week.
Yeah.
So it will be a really 4th of July holiday weekend then, huh?
That'd be a long weekend.
You're not used to those, are you?
No.
Mike, I know we've talked over the last really year or so, first off with you getting the Superintendent of the Year nomination, then the official award last fall, and then the announcement coming out about your retirement. But maybe you can take us back, I'm not going to try to date you here, but it has been a while. What got you involved in education, and really how did your education track unfold for you?
Probably the first thing that happened with me when I graduated from high school, I was chasing college sports, and so I started running the weight room at my high school and supervising kids at the age 18. And if you knew me at that age, that's probably kind of scary, but ran a weight program for several years throughout college in my hometown, and that kind of got me the idea that working with kids would be enjoyable and something that I would maybe be able to do. And so that's how my teaching degree unfolded initially. That was the start of it.
And let's see, 16 years, USD 252?
17 there. 17. 16 at Eureka, which isn't okay. Too far down the road. Really good people down there. I've enjoyed all those years in this area.
Well, and a distinguished tenure at South Lyon County, we know that. And I'm sure you have many highlights and many things that you would look at and say, this was really a success. What about the Star Awards, that the academic achievements overall for the district? I would assume that's something that you have to be pretty proud of.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of our proudest moments as a team at USD 252, to be the first and the only public or private school in the state of Kansas to earn awards in all eight areas. And those eight areas are very thorough. It's the whole child approach, from little bitties to tracking kids in college and seeing what type of careers they're in and if we've done a good job or if we haven't done a very good job, and trying to fix it as we go. So I'm very proud of our lead people that I've had the opportunity and the privilege to work with. We had to take some risk along the way, and we weren't always successful, but we learned from our failures and build upon our success. And that's probably one of our most proudest things at USD 252, because it's all academic and that's what we're there for.
Mike, what was it about education when you actually got into the field that really sparked you and said, this is where I need to be, and this is my not just my career or my 8-to-5 job for a very bad translation, but really pointed out to you that this is indeed your calling?
Well, I think most teachers in general get into this profession because they want to make a difference in the lives of our youth, and they know how important that is overall. And the longer I was in this profession, the more I really realized that the responsibility and the impact we have on kids is beyond awesome. we're preparing kids for careers that aren't even out there yet, and we're preparing all careers in the world. And so when you put that in perspective, I think making a difference with children, I think, is where I would answer that question, and I think most educators would answer that question.
Well, we look at USD 252 and something that you really have been known for over the past handful of years, and that's the Honor Flight program that you have for area veterans, where the district and students fly veterans out to Washington, D.C. to see the monuments. Let's back up, and how many years now for the Honor Flight, Mike? How did this all get started?
Well, it was something that I guess I always wanted to try to do, and it was just a matter of kind of pulling the trigger and saying and asking our board, and they approved it in January when I brought it up, and we took an April trip, and I thought, oh my gosh, how are we even going to raise the money in that short a time? But we did.
So would the board say, yeah, okay, as long as you get the money to pay for it, right?
Basically. Yeah, basically. And it's been a self-funded program, which is just pretty awesome. Brian Spencer, who at the time was at Linden, he helped me get started, and the do's and don'ts and how to navigate. And Brian should have a lot of recognition, in my opinion, because he's the pioneer of student guardians. Kansas is one of the only states that participates in student guardians. Most of them are adult guardians, including in Kansas. There's a lot of the programs are adult guardians. So there's some uniqueness to it, and it's just turned into a very special program that ties our younger generation to our older generations and teaches them a lot about what service really is and what those good men and women sacrificed in their life for, so that we can live the way we do. And the gratitude from both sides of the table and the patrons that support it, whether they want to be noticed or not, they just, we always tell our veterans, it's beyond what you see in this bus. There's our general public really appreciate everything that you do, and that's what makes this happen at the end of the day. So we've had 11 missions, and we're looking forward to the next one in the fall.
Mike Argerbrink. Will you be on that?
I'm going to help transition, yes. So right now my answer is yes.
Okay.
I want to make sure things are, in working order and partnerships are in place so that we can transition.
Good deal. Mike Argerby joining us here, USD 252 superintendent, retiring here officially on Thursday. Mike, you mentioned already about, how teachers help to prepare students in some cases for careers and work that hasn't come up yet, based on changing needs and changing, workforce trends. But kind of leading up to the present, how have you seen education change and some of the focal points of education change here over the last maybe 10 to 15 years or so, specifically once you came on board at 252?
I think that one of the keys that you learn as a superintendent, or you should learn as a superintendent, is the importance of partnerships, regardless of the size of the district you live in. What local resources do you have? Because most of our small businesses, large businesses, industry, they really do want to work with the schools. And so how do you set time aside to create those partnerships and actually develop those partnerships? I think that's going to, it is key, and it's been key the last at least 10 years, probably forever, but with resources, sometimes a challenge. You got to get out of the box and go develop those partnerships, because all of them don't equate to resources, but they do equate to opportunities for kids and connections with kids, and they're all important. And so, and moving forward, the political environment is not always favorable to public education. I've never understood that, but the more partnerships we have, the better those relationships are going to be, in my opinion. So it's key moving forward.
Mike, is it tough to recruit teachers in this era?
Yes, it is. It's, not very many years ago, we would have probably 50 to 100 elementary applications in an opening, and now we're lucky to get a handful. And finding licensed teachers, it is a challenge for all of us across the state. And recruiting teachers to get into the field is become a challenge because that pay is not as high as local businesses, to be very honest. So we really have to work hard on telling people, you know, I think you'd be a good teacher, because that's how most of us got started, to be honest. Someone has told us that or inspired us. And we need the best of the best teaching our kids and our grandkids. And so I think it's going to take an entire effort by our public just to say to certain people, hey, you'd be a good teacher. Have you ever looked at that? And so that we can get more people in the pipeline that will truly make an impact on our kids and future generations.
So you're kind of forced at this point to fill in the gaps with unlicensed teachers?
Yeah, I think most districts are doing that. We try to hire quality people, and if they don't have a license, and then we create paths and work with them to get their license and put good mentors over them and with them. And that has changed in the last 5 years, actually. Yeah. That's where we're at.
Mike, you know, really quickly before we let you go, one of the things that comes to mind for me is, you know, the recent focus on daycare. You know, childcare, I think, has been huge and very highly sought after here for USD 252, but also the fitness project in Olpe, disc golf course in Hartford. It seems like that education is taking some non-traditional focal points here and trying to serve community needs as best as possible.
I think that's important to do regardless of where you live, to connect with your municipalities because they're having the same challenges, partner with them, and create opportunities. So I think those are natural fits that superintendents should be working with and for is your local municipalities and how can you improve the community and attract people to those communities regardless of size.
It seems like you have done a pretty good job, too, of keeping up with early childhood learning. How important is that?
You know, that was a vision that actually came from a board member. It was daycare. And at the time, I wasn't too excited about daycare, but I said, early childhood, you know, that's curriculum. We can do that. But the community needs were so, I mean, we had a couple of our communities in our district that didn't have any daycare. And our young families need that, and they need as affordable daycare as you can possibly do that. So I think we started pretty heavy conversations in 2012, and I believe we opened up in 2014, or we started hiring staff for sure. But what a remarkable program, and we grew it down to babies now. Actually, that started during COVID, implementing both of our centers and staggering them so that we knew we could manage it. And very proud of our staff and our leadership there, Tasia Markowitz and Laura Evans. They're the two directors that have headed our program. And, you know, it's a great service. I'm not going to say it's not a challenge because we're always trying to find grants and fundraise and keep our costs down and yet provide quality daycare and instruction, and I'm just very proud of all of our staff there. We have a unique program. We get visited by a lot of people outside the state and some national recognition and opportunities there, and they just do a bang-up job, and hopefully we're serving our communities well.
What are you going to miss most, do you think?
Working with the staff and the kids. My day-to-day, I enjoy that. I really enjoy that. I'll miss the people and the kids and, you know, just some of the letters I've received in the last few months have just, it's really, it's more than just pay when you get those kind of letters that you've made a difference in kids' lives and touches your heart. So I'll definitely miss the staff I've always had the privilege to work with, and I mean privilege. It's been an honor, and all the kids.
The district in good hands with Ryan Mulig coming on board and the board with its work ongoing?
Yeah, Mr. Mulig is going to bring a lot of energy, and that position needs a lot of energy, and I'm sure he'll have some good ideas. I don't know him well, but I'm working with him right now, and he's kind of from this area, Council Grove-Harrington area, and has a child in Emporia State, so you know, it'll, I think he'll be able to call it home, and he'll have good people to work with, and I'm excited for him.
So did you let him know he'll be harassed constantly by us, Mike?
Well, you know what? You guys have been one of the bright spots in partnerships in my career. I just, I always appreciate how positive KVOE is, and the message and the pride that you put into the community and the greater community and counties around us. So that's an easy part, in my opinion, because of all of you and how you work with all of us. So I just would say thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, we say thank you. I mean, seriously.
You've been tremendously accessible. And always were there when we needed you, and when some of the questions sometimes weren't good and bad. It wasn't always wasn't always fun time, you know, and positive. But you were always there to let us know exactly district wide what was going on, and we're at the front. And you've impacted many lives, Mike, in a positive way. And we appreciate all that you've done, and wish you nothing but the best down the road.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Mike, thanks so much, and best of luck to you. Hopefully we can run into you again soon and often.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You're still going to be around? You're still going to be around here for a while, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we will be. So this is home to us. So.
Well, that is good. Mike Argabright joining us here this morning on our Primetime Newsmaker. We thank Mike for all that he has done.
Jack? Absolutely. And if you want to be part of the morning show, we're full for the Newsmaker spots here this week. So let us know what you have on the tap for next week. 620-342-1400. Email us at kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we're talking about an upcoming tractor show. Dale DeLong and Pat Foraker will have details on the morning show tomorrow at 7:20.
And Tracker Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia, up on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 7:38, 63 degrees. Good morning.
Looking for a way to surprise your family this summer? An above-ground pool is a gift that the whole family can enjoy. The addition of a new above-ground pool will turn your yard into your own personal retreat.